Why is it important for the JNWT and the Legislative Assembly to declare a climate emergency?
I think that it's really important that we acknowledge that the climate crisis is an issue, and we want them obviously to declare a climate emergency, but we also want there to be action that backs up that climate emergency. And so action can include informing citizens, because it's super important that everyone is aware of the serious situation that we are in and how they can help do their own part. We need to build a resilient North as well. So creating infrastructure and codes and legislations that all help towards creating a more sustainable environment. Obviously, we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions because hopefully by 50% by 2030 and becoming a net zero territory by 2050. We also need to become leaders in innovation and start putting all the science and technology and knowledge that we have together to develop solutions and adaptations that will work for us here in the North.
You mentioned a lot of, like, I guess, umbrella terms there, you know, innovation, infrastructure. These are kind of big, broad ideas. I guess, do you have any specifics or any suggestions that you would want to pass on to these decision makers in the Legislative Assembly?
Yeah, I think there's a huge variety. Obviously, they're umbrella terms, and so there's so much that we can do. And some of the things that we've kind of been throwing around and talking about is, becoming innovative and leading innovation would be when you're hosting big forums and conferences to invite youth to come participate and bring youth involved and bring elders involved and kind of working together to find a solution and how it's actually applicable in the North. I think that incorporating climate change awareness and adaptations into school curriculums is also super important, because then you're showing the next generation what they're up against and what threats they will face if we do not do something.
Have you gotten in touch directly with MLAs? And if so, have you heard back from them? There were a couple that were present today, but of course that's far from the number I think that maybe you were hoping for. So have you heard any movement on whether they might declare a climate emergency?
Yeah, I think I've had four or five MLAs reach out. They all were aware that this was happening. And it sounds like there's promising movement, definitely on some parts. And I think that we just need to make it clear that this is a crisis that will not go away. Even if you kind of turn around and don't face our direction, it will still be here. And it's important that we address it as such.
I think that's for me, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
No, thanks so much for coming out. We really appreciate it.